Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today in this episode where we're going to be exploring this profound concept of the beauty in humanity within its darkest hours. I titled it Finding Light in the Darkest Hours. And the reason I wanted to talk about this was, I don't know if anybody's been listening to the news recently. There's been a lot of hoorah around politics and the idea of words that have been used, abusive and racist words that have been used towards another politician. Okay, let me try and provide some context into this before I go any further. Here in the UK, we've got two parties, major parties. You've got the Labour Party and then you've got the Conservative Party, known as the Tories. And one of the major barkers of the Tory party is said to have made a comment about another politician. The name of the politician I'm trying to refer to is Diane Abbott. She's one of the first black female politicians here in the UK. She's struggled with a lot of racial abuse and comments. It seemed to be something that's happening on a daily basis with this woman. The thing for me is that this individual is said to have said that Diane Abbott makes him hate black women, and that every time he sees her, something along the lines of he just wants her shot or something along those lines. Interesting description of a person, I would say. The beauty that's come from this is that there's been a lot of uproar from the media and certain politicians saying words like this are unacceptable and there is no place for it, naming it racist and oppressive. Whilst that's positive, there is another side to it. There's a side to it that says that there are certain people that are unwilling to condemn this behavior. They are saying, oh, this person has apologized and that's enough. That's enough said. There shouldn't be any more said about it. I suppose that's the other side, isn't it? The other side that kind of questions people's morality, for the people that turn around and say, oh yeah, we're standing up for what's right in society. We're standing up and we are not tolerating this. Let's quickly say that it is not okay for somebody to feel as though their gender, their race, their position within society is being questioned or targeted because of what they stand for. That shouldn't be what anybody should be put through, because it is absolutely devastating and worrying to go through stuff like that. To know that just because of the way you look, you become a target. When we use words sometimes, we just use it, especially when we're in the public eyes. Sometimes we use these words without thinking about the implications of words like this would be that for somebody that genuinely doesn't like this person or genuinely feels a certain way about another person that happens to mirror or look like this person, we are sending a message to say it is okay to do whatever it is that you've just said. The reason I kind of go down this path is because not so long ago, this is what happened to another MP, where a member of the public actually physically went out there and attacked this MP, causing their death. To then come to this, how many years later, and we're using criminal words like this. Is it okay for this to continue to happen? I don't think it is. If it isn't, why does it keep going on? And why is it that certain people within society are not willing to stand up against it? It's very clear though, isn't it? If you are a recipient of that benefit, then turning your back on that or to that, the consequence is that you'll no longer be afforded the opportunity to accept that. But this is where the issue of morality comes into play, isn't it? The issue of morality comes into play because now you've got to defend what you stand for against the financial benefit that comes with going against your moral compass. In a world where we currently live, where the idea of morality is kind of fragile, you can see why it is difficult to distinguish where people stand, the position that people hold. I suppose that takes us to the dark side of humanity, the dark side in the sense that as a human race, we always flirted with the idea of picking and choosing where we tend to use morality. We pick it up as an armor when it is a case of standing up and it suits us at that point in time. For example, when it was a case of the war between Russia and Ukraine, when it started instantly, you're like, yeah, we've got to make sure that the lives of everyone is accounted for and the Russians cannot attack the Ukrainians. It is not okay for them to be attacked. But then, the same time, there are other people within other countries and communities that are also being targeted and abused and being bombed out their own houses. We kind of pretend that that is not happening. Then there's this coming back to the Russia and Ukraine situation. Oh yeah, we're going to stand up and protect them. And yes, you can come over. But at the same time, we need to be able to trade very carefully with the Russians because the Russian government, I need to be very clear, the Russian government, because they might just cut us off and not provide us with any electricity. Can you see the trade-off? Where the whole idea of morality kind of comes in. Oh, we've got to make sure that we sanction them, but we need to make sure that the sanction is not so hard so that it doesn't affect us too much. We've got to make sure that we go out there and provide support, but we can't be seen to be taking over and really stopping this situation too quickly because it might just affect us. I suppose when there is something to benefit and it doesn't matter who is caught in between that, then our morality doesn't quite doesn't need to be picked up then, isn't it? And in this instance with Diane, it is a shame. It is a right shame. It is not something that anybody should have to go through. I say Diane like she's a close mate, Diane Abbott. I don't know her, but I suppose the thing I'm trying to kind of get across here is it is not something that anybody should suffer. And for this reason, we need to make sure that we are standing against behaviors of this nature. We need to make sure that we all come together and condemn attitudes that places people at risk regardless of the consequence towards us. Because when we allow somebody to, or rather when we accept this sort of attitude to prevail within our society, what we are then saying is that it is okay. You don't matter. You don't matter. Or rather, you only matter if I haven't got a benefit in the race. You only matter if I haven't got any gain. You only matter if you're not going to cost me anything. It was interesting, like, watching the PNQs. So it is the debate that happens within Parliament between the parties when we're trying to question what the government of the day is actually doing or not doing, and how it is that things can be improved, to see that this Member of Parliament, Diana Abbott, was present, and people were having a debate about her situation, but she was actually there. I thought they missed a crucial opportunity there, because it would have been key to be able to hear firsthand, as members of the Parliament and as colleagues, how it is that this had affected her, had impacted her. But the thing is important as well, that it's not just her, is it? It is going to be her family, her kids, grandkids, if she's got grandkids. These are the extended sort of consequences of our wordings and use of language. Was it racist? I think it is. Because when you start saying member of a certain race makes you want to shoot them and stuff like that, what else could that possibly be? I suppose my question is, how has this come out? I can't remember how it is. It said it's come out. And is it this individual that's the only one individual that has this way of thinking? I don't believe that that's the case. I believe there are a lot of people that have the same way of thinking. It's just, it doesn't come out. You don't get to hear about it in the press. It is nicely buried away somewhere. And not until you come into contact with these people, you're never going to find out. If you kind of like hang around with people that are like-minded, then that sort of hatred and dislike for people of a certain community kind of stays within that race. And we kind of wind ourselves up, don't we? And you forget that this person you've got this feeling of hatred towards is also a human being like you, like your kids, like your brother, like your sister, like your parents. There are human beings, and they are entitled to the same level of respect, the same level of acknowledgement, and to be treated as the humans that they are. The beauty of humanity, I thought, came to life when we had Grenfell in the UK, when there was a block of flats burning and people were trying to get to the people that were there, trying to rescue people. The beauty of humanity came to life when we had the 9/11, where people came together after the 9/11 explosion, and you had all the boats heading towards where it was that people were trying to get away from. And you saw humanity coming out. They literally forgot everything, and it was about saving individuals, because these were people just like themselves. If you haven't seen that, I would urge you to go see that. It's called 9/11 Boat Lift. And that was a beautiful, beautiful example of humanity being at peace with one another and looking out for one another and literally wanting to make sure that we created an environment where our goal was one. From the worst of humanity being the place being attacked and bombed to the best of humanity, us coming together as one. When is targeting another person okay? When do we derive pleasure from being unkind to each other? Isn't it interesting that as you raise your kids, or as you're a kid and you're coming up, we teach ourselves, our children, to be kind to one another. But when it comes to adults' interaction with one another, all of that basic manners seems to jump out the window. I think we've got a long way to go, but it all starts by talking to each other. It all starts by viewing each other as people with rights, as people due to be respected, just like we have, just like we command, just like we demand. If we begin from a place of empathy, then I want to believe that we can definitely attain the outcome that we want as a human race. I hope that this woman and her family finds peace, and I hope that the individual responsible for this hurt and pain is able to come to a place where he recognizes that it wasn't okay, and genuinely as well. And not just one of those fluffed over one where like, oh yeah, I've apologized, I've recognized. No. You've got to really feel that within yourself. Yeah, the apology is great, but have you noticed anything? Do you mean it? But the only way you're going to be able to tell if you mean it is within yourself, not the rest of us. I'm going to stop there today. Let me know what you think about this one in the comment section. And I hope that we continue to be kind to each other. Until next time, it has been Kings. Peace. Bye for now.